We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. There are warnings over a new crossing near the hospital. Improvements are made to a sewage treatment plant as the population grows. And there is a setback for plans to convert a former office into flats.
The revamp of a roundabout near the N&N means people are playing Russian roulette with their lives, critics have claimed. The Norwich Cycling Campaign says the £1 million work on the Coney Lane roundabout has made it more dangerous for pedestrians and cyclists. Council bosses said the scheme, a condition of planning permission for development at Norwich Research Park in 2013, has brought improvements. It includes new crossing points, but critics say they are more dangerous than those they replaced.
A Norwich pub has raised more than £42,000 for local causes. The Garden House in Pembroke Road helped Craft Union Pub Company, part of Stonegate Group, raise more than £1 million in the last 12 months for 650 different local causes, individuals and families in need. Under the leadership of operators Jonathan and Tanya Childs, the Garden House has built a reputation as a community-driven hub, consistently championing charitable initiatives. Their fundraising efforts have supported organisations such as the Salvation Army, Norwich, St Martin's Housing Trust, Only a Pavement Away, and local food banks. Jonathan Childs, operating manager of the Garden House, said, "We are incredibly proud to have played our part in Craft Union's Make It a Million campaign. It's been amazing to see our community come together in support to those in need, and we're grateful for the generosity of our pub guests, the hard work of our team, and the ongoing support from Craft Union." The pub was recognised with the President's Certificate of Recognition for selfless service in the community by the Rotary Club of Norwich St Edmund.
Progress is being made in the bid to battle increased levels of sludge produced in Norwich and its surrounding areas. New photographs have revealed the progress made on the new digesters being built at the sludge treatment facilities at Whitlingham Water Recycling Centre. The works are part of a £26 million investment to improve sewage processing, reduce odours and increase capacity for the area's growing population. Anglian Water currently recycles more than 95% of treated sludge to agricultural land, where it is used as a soil improver, forming an important source of nutrients and organic matter for growing crops.
A woman who overcame a difficult childhood to transform the lives of more than 150 children in Norfolk has been awarded the MBE. Barbie Howell's mother died when she was 5 years old. She lived with friends for many years before settling in a home in Stiffkey, which had limited amenities aside from a cold tap in the kitchen. Miss Howell left school with no qualifications at the age of 14 and worked as a nanny until meeting her partner Ben. The pair had three children, but their home did not stop growing there. They welcomed their first foster child when their youngest daughter was just 3 months old, and over the next 41 years, they gave more than 150 children a safe bed to sleep in. Her services earned her an MBE nomination, and a group of the children she took in wrote supporting letters to secure her the win.
Proposed plans to convert an old office building into 22 new flats in the city has suffered a setback in its quest for approval. The proposed conversion of the three-storey site Thorpe House in Thorpe Road has had prior planning refused because some work has already started. In January 2023, a design statement was prepared by agents Chaplin Farrant on behalf of Buick Homes to assist Norwich City Council in its consideration for prior approval. The plans consist of a change of use, converting all three existing floors of the site into a mixture of one and two bedroom flats with associated car parking and refuse store. It added, "The principal strategy for this scheme is to create high quality, much needed housing while reusing the existing building to reduce our carbon footprint." Refusing the application, City Council stated, "One of the conditions for prior approval is the development must not begin before the occurrence of one of the following stipulations. Either the receipt by the applicant from the local planning authority of a written notice that such prior approval is not required, or the receipt by the applicant from the local planning authority of a written notice giving their prior approval. In this case, the council is aware that some conversion works have been carried out and that some of the units are occupied."
It's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.